Come on. Hey everybody, Uptown ENT back at it again for the second time because the audio messed up. Yeah, y'all know who it is, Low and B. Let's read the email again.
It's start over. Sunday, we ain't got that much time.
You're whack, man. All right, y'all know the email, UptownENTBoys@gmail.com. Email is from the king of the light skins, Aaron. Email is titled Some Sad Shit. Yeah, Aaron says Nate Robinson sent the entire black race back 500 years with that performance, and NBA stands for Never Box Again. Appreciate that once again, Aaron.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm surprised Aaron didn't make a dark skin joke somewhere, but it's probably because he was fighting a white dude.
Right. He said dark skin cats back. I was waiting on the meme. Like, dark-skinned niggas get knocked out, like.
Man, he was wearing them basketball shorts and them J's.
With his feet pointing the other direction, his head facing the one way, like, you got knocked out, like, cold.
Did you see them, you saw them split screen they was doing to him and Martin when he fought a hitman?
Yeah. That shit is worse than that.
Nigga, dude. Man, that match should have had got stopped on the first knockdown when he caught him in that temple that first time. So I said Nate stay down because Nate was looking real uncoordinated, dog. He was just looking like your typical nigga from the hood or whatever. Like, I'm mad. I'm just about to start blindly swinging and hopefully I connect. If not, I'm gonna tie this nigga up and knee him in the nuts or I'm gonna body slam him or something.
He shouldn't have been out there.
Dude, that whole event was ghetto as fuck, dog.
It was. You knew it was when Snoop came out.
Dog, that motherfucker was sponsored by Weed Maps. I said, oh shit.
This cat Snoop Dogg was like, oh, must have my drunk uncles out there fighting. Grandma gotta break this up.
Grandma, they fighting again, bro.
I ain't finna spend too much time on this fight. But look,
hey, you want to talk about that main event, dog?
Mike Tyson won. I don't care what they say. Talking about some draw. I'm like, this dude was hugging the whole time, man. That ain't no points. And then, hey, Roy was cracking me up when he hit that little rapid, his jab. He's like, ha, 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 ha. You ain't put no power behind them jabs. You just tagging Mike Tyson just moving forward. Like, what is he doing? I was like, ain't no knockouts, man. It's whack.
Hey, man. The best chance it was that a knockout with Tyson hit him with, was it like one or two like body shots? And I was
corner, he hit him. Well, he pieced him up real good in that corner, and then he hugged him again.
Nigga,
you can tell when
he caught him with that, nigga, I cringed up. I'm like, I'm just thinking about, I don't care if Mike Tyson is 50 something years old. Nigga, Mike Tyson at any age hitting you is gonna hurt.
Man, you see where he had Roy Jones out there flinching.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you remember he did he swayed from right to left and Roy Jones ducked. And I was like, lucky they, you know, if this had knockouts, you would have been, that was a wrap right there. That was it.
Roy.
I was like, that was it. I was scared because I was like, he about to clown this dude.
Hey, so wait a minute, dog. So I missed the intro of their match of the main event. So
intro.
Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Did he Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, his intro music was his song. He rapped. Snoop Dogg, Roy still got it. He need to get back in the booth.
Shit. Hold up, dog.
Oh my god. He's about to come out with a Body Headbangers reunion CD.
Hey, that's what I was like. That's at first what I thought, because I heard people say, they didn't say what song, but I heard people say that the entrances was the best part of that whole match. And I was like, all right, man. I'm like, I figured Roy came out there a rap, but I thought he came out with the Body Head people, and they was like, they did that I smoke, I drink.
I feel like Mike Tyson ran out there. He got out there awfully quick.
Nigga, can you imagine Mike Tyson running towards you?
Shit, yeah. I looked at Roy Jones. I was living in his shoes. The way he
nigga
was.
Nigga, just speed walking towards you?
This dude came up like, all right, he was like Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson Punch Out. He started swaying. Like, I was like, well, oh, shit. I'll be getting, I'm like, I'm going to have to kick this motherfucker.
You know what, man? During that whole match, man, I was just like thinking, like, man, Roy gonna get fucking killed because Roy already got like some brain damage up top, and can't nobody tell me he ain't got brain damage.
Like Mike Tyson said, Mike Tyson was like, I ain't fought in 20 years. Why nobody worried about me? He just fought like 2 years ago.
But that's the thing, though. Roy been getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
So what nobody really tripping off Roy, we just thinking about like Mike, because Mike is still Mike. I know Mike had lost like 100 pounds leading up to that bout, man, to make weight. So I was like, nigga, that's some killer shit.
He was big as motherfucker. This dude 300 some pounds or something like that.
Yeah, it was like 320, 330. Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's some killer shit, dude.
All right, he can't. And I'm sitting here like I can't even lose 100 pounds because I disappeared. This motherfucker lost 100 pounds and he look big as a motherfucker still. Like, dang.
Right, he still look fucking way bigger than Roy.
Here go the debate now. I'm about to squash it. Wilder, nah, I don't think so. He ain't beat Mike Tyson. He couldn't beat Mike Tyson in his prime, but I don't think he could beat Mike Tyson now.
Well, that's because if we be honest, dude, I think me and you talked about it on this show, Deontay is still, he's still learning how to box.
Mm-hmm.
He's still learning how to box. It's just that he, to his detriment, that, you know, him when he first started or whatever, he just had like that crazy knockout power. And then the fact that dude just so fucking tall, motherfuckers wasn't ready for him for that kind of height and that power. So that's how he got, you know, that's how he got pushed up to the top of the fight game.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Deontay, I mean, we just seen the hell. We saw that last, that Fury fight. Deontay ain't ready to fight nobody who actually is a boxer.
Right. Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson said, man, he only in it for the charity right now. He not doing no, because the dude asked him if he wanted to go actually fight. He's like, nah, I'd rather do this for charity. This is more important. I'm like, okay, he ain't got that killer. That's not killer Mike. That's not killer right. Mike, but yeah, I can see it in the ring. He even apologized to Roy in the match because he hit him after the bell.
Yeah, dog. I was like, what the fuck? Hey, at the end when they had them both standing there with Jim Gray and then Roy, Mike was like, yeah, man, he dapped Roy up. He was like, yeah, man, you took that body shot like a champ, man, because I know you wanted to go down.
Roy was like, he said, I thought I had to say, I'm going to have to get a 12-pack. He's like, every hit hurt, but, you know, I had to. And Mike was like, yeah, you stood there and took it.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ. But dude, we are witnessing a kinder, gentler Mike Tyson.
Mm.
Yeah. There ain't no way back in the day Mike Tyson would have stood there with his opponent and dapped him up after a match.
Right. I ain't standing. If Mike Tyson hit me like he hit Roy and this, I'm going down. So I got to give it up to Roy. I'm like, you a cold motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker hit me with all that power. That's like a damn, he got like a damn fucking train, something. That shit like, man, a rocket taking off, hitting you in your gut.
I ain't gonna front, dog. I think I probably would have been running that whole match. I wouldn't have even trying to like tie up with him. I would have just been trying. I would have been backpedaling like shit.
That dude counter, man. He was ducking them damn jabs. I was like, nope. See, that's when I get scared. I'd be like, damn. Where he go? He moved to the side. He moving like one of them little.
Where he go?
When you hit him and he like bounce back and come back before. I'm like, See, you playing? Yeah, you got to do that with Mike because he like Roy said, he hurt everything. Because I'm like, nope.
That where he go pretty good. Where he go?
Yep, I'm a fall just like old boy from Mike Tyson's punch out.
Oh shit! You know what, man? I heard motherfuckers say that. That you know, I guess since it's a thing like this Legends League or whatever that Tyson started up. Motherfuckers talk about some, yeah, man. My eyes might bitch a motherfucker Butterbean. I'm like, niggas, Butterbean even still alive?
Man, I don't even know. I don't know. Mike Tyson and Shannon Briggs, they can't have no, if they fought, they can't have no no exhibition match. Them some big motherfuckers. They gonna have to fight.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what though? Shannon been trying to get their fight with Mike for years. He been trying to get that fight with Mike for a minute. Mike just been like, nah, man, you need to chill out, man.
Well, you know, that motherfucker been in jail, and then he lost his license.
Hey, that nigga. Hey, man. I just ain't ready for somebody like Shannon Briggs, man. Shannon Briggs, he seemed like the motherfucking drunk uncle, but he different because like his hands are registered weapons, and Shannon is a fucking killer, dog. Like he be all happy and jovial, dog, but with something when you fucking run afoul of him, dog, nigga, that smile go away so fast. And he'd be like, hey yo champ, don't get fucked up out here, champ. I'd be like, oh shit.
They got some the East Coast that learn how to box, like Shannon Briggs, man. Mm-hmm. In the Bronx, they got the attitude to go with it. Man, mm-hmm. they don't play piece you up with five jabs and then across. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, what the hell? Which way did he go?
Hey, that reminds me remember back when Shannon was trying to fight, he was trying to get that match with it was one of them Klitschko boys. I think it was Vladimir.
Yeah.
And he was just following him around all the time.
Man.
Hey, did you see the one where they was at the restaurant and Klitschko was up in there eating lunch? Nigga Shannon just showed up out of nowhere with a camera crew. What's up, champ? What you eating, champ? And then he took Klitschko's food and was like, hey, what you eat, champ? Then he start eating that nigga food in front of Klitschko. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
Yeah, you know. I'm like, I'm trying to be playing mind games with you.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right, man. So, I know we got that much time, dog. What else we got, man?
Man, hey, that's the only thing that for real happened. I'm trying to dig back and see. So I've been stuck in the house. I've been watching a lot of shit. Man.
I know, right?
Basketball. Oh, God. Them Cowboys lost to Washington. They got dusted. And then you see, what's that old man with the baby face? With his hairline and pushback. Why I can't remember his name?
Oh, man. Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, why he make a video trolling them Cowboys fans?
Hey man, that was good, but you know one thing, man, I can't really fuck with Stephen A. Smith, man, because Stephen A. Smith be doing all this shit and then let one of his damn teams lose or somebody who, you know, he spoke highly of lose, that motherfucker be showing up on TV mad as shit the next day. Be like, I don't really feel like talking today. Excuse me. I'm like, nigga, it was all good a day or two ago, but yeah, I did enjoy seeing. The Cowboys ain't been good for like, what is it, like 25, 30 years? Like, I think we was like in junior high the last time they was good.
I mean, I don't even remember.
Because they wasn't good when we was in high school. Like, they had fallen off by then. Like, I think we might have, like... Man, them niggas ain't been shit since like what was that? Yeah, Emmitt, Aikman, and Irvin left them triplets. Since they left, they ain't been shit, dog. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, man, but y'all kid will call these motherfuckers America's team. Like, are y'all just saying America is a bunch of losers?
That's what Country Rain kept calling them. I'm like, nah, brother.
Man. Hey man, them motherfucking Cowboy fans, dog, them motherfuckers be like, this is gonna be our year. Every year. I'm like, nigga, man, I don't never wanna be that kind of fan.
So actually, it would like 20 and been y'all here in 20 about 25 years.
Yeah, man, because that was definitely, dude, they definitely ain't been shit since the 90s. And I think that was like the mid or the early mid 90s. So yeah, we wasn't even in high school at that point. So man, them niggas trash, dog.
Right.
Yeah, talk about that picture you just sent. But the ancestors looking down like he's been disgusted.
Like, damn. And then you know Jake Paul on here rocking his jersey, man. He trolling and he rubbing shit.
See, man. I just can't wait for somebody to knock Jake Paul ass out. But see, now I feel the way, dude, because I've always felt like Jake Paul was kind of he kind of had like a little bit of that schism with him.
You playing into his game. You already know what he's doing. Like, he doing it so he can get fights.
Man, the thing about it is just for kind of like, nigga, this is like two black people that he didn't beat. And I'm like, damn, man, so who gonna step up next?
All right. Hold on. Did you watch the Kevin Hart special?
Not yet.
No zero fucks. Everybody, like, saying it wasn't funny. I'm just sitting here like, I guess it depends on how you look at it. He got like his more like situational comedy, I guess. Yeah. I guess if you can't relate to it, nah. But I mean,
Kev does like a lot of relationship jokes.
This one wasn't like up to par like his other ones have been, but I mean, some of it was just like storytelling, I guess. I don't know. They keep saying he doing jokes for white people, and I'm like, man, y'all better leave that dude alone saying. And you know what? You remember Pierre?
Yeah, dog.
I thought he was dead.
Nah. I saw Pierre like a couple months ago. He was on YouTube like talking about like how he had fucked Halle Berry on the set of BAPS.
He did?
That's what he said.
Oh, shit, I probably believe him. I mean, light-skinned, mixed dude at the time.
And then at the time, Halle was still messing with black dudes, so...
He probably did. I mean, sure. He did that shit.
I know he don't like Martin, though.
Still.
He still don't fuck with Martin. But, you know, they got, like, that beef from back in the day, like, being at D.C. together and stuff like that. And, like, I think, like, what is it? Like, I think he was talking about he don't fuck with Dave either. I'm like, dude, so you just don't like no D.C. comedians.
He said he messed with Dave.
Man,
this interview he did about the Kevin Hart special, because David said Pierre one of his favorite comedians.
Man, that motherfucker used to dog Dave out when Dave first started, and I don't know if it's because he maybe thought Dave was taking his spot or something. Which Pierre ain't never really been that dude to me. I mean, I only know Pierre because of Comic View, but there's a whole bunch of whack comedians from the 90s who I know because of Comic View.
Right, he just been in like a bunny that sidekick, dude. But I thought somebody announced that he was dead.
Hey, man, how many people we try to kill off?
Shit, he ain't been. I don't know. Shit. It is what it is.
I'm okay. I'm gonna catch that Kevin Hart thing. I'm off. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm probably going. That's my last day off until like Christmas time. So.
Yeah, we trying to. Hopefully, we got this money and this fill the boot thing we was doing. Then we get an extra day off, so I'd be trying to take the day before Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve.
Yeah, man.
Take the day before that off too. I was trying to save these vacation days. We're supposed to be moving next week.
Oh man, you excited?
Man, I'm trying to get my internet back, dog, because this internet in this house, I don't know what's wrong. They need to move it up a couple of stairs.
You get mad, dog?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm trying to play Call of Duty, and the motherfucker keeps saying connection interruption. I'm like, man, no. You messing up my kill at this ratio, dog, because then the dude be disappearing. That should be making me mad. Oh. Yeah. Shit, TV and stuff, and I ain't nothing. I watched that Jingle Django movie.
Was that on TV One?
I don't know. I caught it on Netflix.
Who? Wait, maybe I'm thinking about something else. Who was in there? Who was starring in there?
The dude with the lazy eye, the Night and Day, and Claire Huxtable.
Hold up, the dude with the lazy eye, who, Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
And Claire Hook and Felicia Rashad?
Yeah, Felicia Rashad. I don't know why I can't remember her name.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I've heard about this. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's a little Christmas movie about a toy maker. It's got Keegan in it, too.
Cooper?
Keegan, what's his name? Keegan Peele? Little
Keegan, Ice Cream? Yeah, Michael Keegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He in
the person who ain't Peele.
Hey. Who else? That's the only like main stars that I can think of that's in that movie. I mean, it's cool. A little Christmas movie it's a black Christmas movie that ain't got nothing to do with racism and shit like that.
I was gonna say, man, we always gotta have at least one black Christmas movie come out every year.
Yeah, this one, I like the storytelling and the world that it's set in, like the city and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked dope. They put some effort into this one. And there wasn't no violence for real. It's for kids. It's definitely for kids. I'm just glad because I was like, man, every time we get something black, it's always got something to do with racism for the scene, like, or some kind of woke something.
Yeah.
Wasn't nothing in there. It's just people like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little story.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
All right, man. Finally.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I ain't been watching nothing. I can't even think of anything I watched this week. I watched a whole bunch of old ass cartoons on Boomerang because they brought back all the holiday episodes from like the Flintstones, the Smurfs, Jetsons, all that. So I've been enjoying myself.
Hey man, I'm still tripping off the Christmas and the Flintstones. I know, I get it. But still. I'm surprised these religion heads never pointed that out.
I think this was back in a day where people just kind of like did say a whole bunch of stuff or whatever. Where now with the internet, it seemed like everybody got like this big ass voice and you got to listen to them. Which some of these people don't even be believing half of the shit that they be saying.
I was like, hey, Saint Nick wasn't even around with doing the dinosaurs. What's up?
Nigga, first of all, I'm surprised. Like you said, I'm surprised the religious people didn't even just get mad about the fact of the Flintstones existing because they don't want to admit that dinosaurs was ever around. They they don't believe in evolution. They just think that like I guess God just sprinkled like some fairy dust and Adam and Eve appeared and that was just it.
And this, man, I got a few minutes. Let's talk about these dinosaurs for a second.
Man, you got a dinosaur rant.
Where we come up with the name from, and why only like alligators? And I think it's another animal that's still around. Mm. How did alligators survive? They prehistoric too.
You've been thinking about this, dog?
Yeah, man. Because I be trying to. I mean, my brain. I can't help it because I'm like. We made up these names. I don't even know where we came up with these names.
Mm-hmm.
They rebuild these fossils. I mean, they said T-Rex is like ferocious, but this motherfucker got midget arms. Like T-Rexy. I'm like, man, I'm looking at these other dinosaurs. And every time we get the dinosaur movie, this cat T-Rex come out the woodwork, just turn motherfuckers up. I'm like, how? Triceratops should have messed this dude up. All he had to do was run into him. The T-Rex couldn't remove it because he had a big ass head and a damn tail. It's the only thing that keeping him grounded. Once he left that up, he exposed. Yeah, I was. I went into it. This T-Rex should have been getting fucked up left or right, man. There ain't no way he should have been messing the king of the dinosaurs.
The king of the dinosaurs. Oh, wait a minute now.
Yeah, Stegosaurus on top. I'm like, man, there's a lot of dinosaurs out here that will fuck this T-Rex up. He ain't got no arms.
Oh, man.
He falls straight flat on his face, man. Trip him up. And then stab him. The horns, Triceratops. I guess I know how the Triceratops got their name, but I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure dinosaurs existed, but it's just like, I feel like they should still be around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should still, like, I agree. You should still see some remnants of it, because how the hell did humans get to the point where they could take down dinosaurs?
And like I said, alligators.
Mm-hmm.
Still around. There's prehistoric alligators out there, man. I'm pretty sure, like, and the ones that was in the water, they didn't survive.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Ice Age didn't affect them.
Maybe they got phased out by that by the Big Bang.
Military, yeah. Right? Motherfuckers almost, they forgot how the submarines work. They just ain't telling them.
Boom.
Giant squid and octopus is still around, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot. Yeah.
Y'all can email in.
Y'all can. We can continue this debate with the emails.
Somebody.
Oh, man. Somebody got to fill them.
Right. Y'all got a dinosaur, too. Like, I know y'all think, I'm like, man, T-Rex, every time I see T-Rex, he's a little bitch. Because I was watching the Jurassic Park cartoon on Netflix. I'm like, nope.
You say they ain't putting no respect on the T-Rex?
Man, on them other dinosaurs, they should be able to fuck him up. He ain't messing up with no group of Triceratops, man. Come on. Them three horns.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, dog. I'm with you.
Man.
That shit been fucking with you.
Hey.
Oh shit. Oh. Alright, so while you was talking about people getting fucked up and shit, it made me think. I did watch a movie this week on Hulu, I think it is. It's called The Art of Self-Defense. It got Jesse Eisenberg in it. Basically, this motherfucker, Jesse Eisenberg, is an accountant, and he get fucked up. He get, like, his ass kicked. Some people, like, rob him or something. And this motherfucker decide, like, nope, fuck all this. I'm about to learn karate. And this motherfucker become, like, he become, like, fucking, like, Johnny or some shit from Karate Kid.
Oh, Lord. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah, Hulu. Hulu, y'all just want to check this. So it's a comedy. It's like one of them dark comedies. So it's funny or whatever, but it's just like, nigga, it's like this motherfucker, like a middle-aged man who got fucked up and like, nah, nigga, I'm about to go ahead and learn some self-defense.
Oh, Lord.
And he go like overboard with this shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think I watch anything else. I started like this horrible ass movie that I quit watching. It's called Body Cam. It's on Hulu too. It starred Mary J. Blige. It came out this year. Nigga. She plays like a police officer in some small town in New Orleans. So when the movie first started out, it started off talking about like police killing like unarmed black people and stuff like that. And it's like, okay. And then Mary apparently is a police officer who she was on like leave or whatever because something had happened. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention at this point. But anyway, nigga, about like 20 minutes into the video, you find out that apparently it's a fucking monster who is out here attacking these police officers and killing them. And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Nope. I was hustling that movie. No.
Nigga, wow. So the backdrop of police officers killing unarmed black people wasn't enough. Y'all had to throw some supernatural shit up in here too. Nigga, I'm good. Oh, I know. They could just leave it alone.
Music. I ain't listened to all of Megan Thee Stallion stuff yet, but I had to listen to the diss track she did on tour. I was wondering if she was ever gonna respond.
She said she had that joint ready like the day after the incident happened, which I'm like, but didn't you get shot? Now I'm like, that kind of make me think maybe you ain't get shot as bad. Cause I'm like, nigga, you got shot the night before. You like, okay, I'm going to the studio.
But her intro song is new though, cause she was responding to shit he was talking about in his album.
Mm-hmm.
But she added some stuff in there. Like, she, I said this to somebody else. She don't need an album for real. She just need one or two songs because they going on TikTok anyways, and she going to the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that body song. Like mm-hmm. She got white people. She got everybody doing that dance, and I'm like, wait a minute, y'all like us like that? Y'all be faking.
Y'all like us though.
They like us. They just they faking. Nah. So I just be like, hey, so, I'm like her I stuff just be on TikTok, man. And she
I think a lot of people. I agree with you though, but I think a lot of people like still release albums, full length albums, because they just think that they got to, because they still going by like their old adage. And then plus, you might be hoping that like, you know, one or two, like, you know, like multiple songs like take off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what Chris Brown did, because you know, Chris Brown be releasing like 40 tracks at one time or whatever. And,
right.
And that's why, you know.
I was just like, did you really need this album? Do we need albums anymore? I hear you hear this song everywhere.
Man, you know what? I'm going to say yes, only because, and this might be like the old man in me talking. But yeah, dude, because you know, sometimes, man, them albums, now it might not be the same way it is now. But back in the day, you know, them albums or whatever, like you had like that like lead single that was all over like the radio and stuff like that and got the video treatment and everything. But then it seemed like everybody, it seemed like all the time with them albums, like they had like that one cut on the album that was like, nigga, this like a street anthem. Like this, like this the best song on the album. Fuck that single.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they really do that like now or whatever, because it just seemed like I don't listen to the radio that much. But it just seemed like everybody just pick their favorite song now. So albums might just be like cash grabs or something like that. Who knows?
Right, because I don't even. I listen to the whole album, and then I'm like, they only playing these two songs. She only got rich off of two songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Did you listen to Lil Wayne No Ceiling?
Nigga, I didn't. Nigga, somebody was talking about, "Hey man, No Ceilings 3 out, y'all." I was like, "Nigga, I didn't even know No Ceilings 2 came out."
Where have you been?
When the fuck did No Ceilings 2 even come out?
So, a few years ago, like 10, 11 years ago.
No, I'm talking about No Ceilings. I'm talking about 2. I know No Ceilings 1 came out like 10 years ago. I thought.
Let me see. Google, sure.
Because I remember when the first No Ceilings came out, because I was like, nigga, because I was one of the biggest like anti-Wayne cats when No Ceilings 1 came out. And I was like, you know what? I see what he doing. I see what he doing.
Oh, shit. That shit came out 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I ain't remember nothing about no motherfucking No Ceilings 2. I was like, what?
Dude, his album. I don't want to listen to nothing else he dropped.
So what the features looking like on that joint? Because I know we got some features.
Yeah, I ain't listened to it yet. I was waiting for it to come out on Apple Music, but I guess not.
Yeah, I'm going to check that. Eventually I'll check it out. Yeah, probably. I ain't planning on really doing nothing for the rest of the year, including work stuff, because all that shit is coming to a halt. I guess it's...
You're working, or...?
You said what?
You just take a vacation, or y'all just ain't getting no work.
Man, we just ain't getting no work because a lot of the stuff like slow, like for like majority of my past three positions around this time, dog, it'd be slow as hell. It'd be slow, like from like Thanksgiving all the way to like probably like the second week of January. Then everybody started to kind of like get back in the groove of things because we got so many people who need to, like, VPs and stuff who need to sign off on stuff, but they be on vacation during this time of year. So, it's like we can't do shit without them signing off on it, so.
Shit, that's lucky you, because I don't know what's going on this year, but these PMs, they've been sending us all orders to work and stuff. They've been dropping stuff in, like, stuff that need to be billed, activated. I'm like, man, what is y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
But we built, I think, In the last 3 weeks, I think just the last week, I think we just brought in like $700 million. In a month. Come on, where all this fucking work come from? Me and the other lead, we just been busting our. I'm like, man, they try to get this money in. They been on us. I was like, we gonna do it. He's like, they want, because we get an extra day off if we actually make it, if we hit that goal. So I'm like, damn, I want it just as bad as you do, but we got it.
Yeah, man. I guess as we were just talking about music, I'll hit my throwback of the week. My throwback of the week comes from my man Pimp C, RIP, UGK for life, all that good stuff. This is from his first solo album. He had just gotten out. I don't think he was even out of jail at this point. No, he was. Maybe. I don't remember. From this off that Sweet James Jones stories. The motherfucking throwback of the week is I Know You Strapped. Dog, this was when I first found out that him and Master P had issues.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, I remember you.
Nigga. They, man, because, I mean, he was careful. I mean, well, I ain't going to say careful, because if you believe a lot of people, this was during a time where Pimp C was, like, coked out of his motherfucking mind. But, yeah, I mean, Pimp didn't say Master P's name, but he made it where there was no other way that you couldn't say it was anybody else but him. Especially when he was like, nigga, they gonna be driving you to the center for the gunshot trauma. You could get hit in your Bentley or your purple Impala. Who the hell else had a purple Impala in the history of rap other than Master P?
Right.
And then he was just talking about something, yeah, you old fake Tupac wannabe ass nigga. And that's something that people also said about Master P for years. This dude was doing his best Tupac impersonation. So that was when I figured out, like, okay, them dudes really got, like, which really majority of Sweet James Jones, that album was him taking shots at P. And because I think this was post Master P trying to have Pimp C killed.
Damn, he really wanted that cat.
Yeah, he tried to have Pimp C killed or whatever. See, he went about it the wrong way because, like, this was like post Katrina and stuff like that. So a lot of people in New Orleans had relocated to Texas because New Orleans was flooded the fuck out. So this nigga was like, man, I want this nigga Pimp C killed. So he tried to hire some niggas from Houston to kill Pimp C. And, you know, I mean, Houston is like Pimp C's like second home or whatever. Pimp C from Port Arthur, Texas, which is a short drive away from Houston. So Jay Prince, Rap-A-Lot, you know, Rap-A-Lot Records boss or whatever, he got word of it and he was like, oh fuck no, nigga, you ain't about to hire no Houston niggas to kill my boy. So, you know, Jay Prince kind of like had like both of them sit down and he kind of made them go have like hashing out and shit. Because at one point, like, them niggas had, like, kidnapped Pimp C. Them niggas kidnapped Pimp C and, like, had that nigga tied up and was beating his ass and shit.
God, oh.
And then, like, apparently they called his mama and they was like, you need to send us X, Y, and Z or whatever. We gonna kill your son. And then, so his mama hit up Jay Prince and Jay Prince was like, hey, next time they call, tell them to hit me up. And apparently Jay Prince is the scariest man in hip hop, which we know he is. That nigga squashed all that shit. he apparently let Pete know, like, look, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm just letting you know, if you kill him, yeah, nigga, you and your family ain't gonna have no peace for the rest of y'all lives.
Nope. See, that's what I'm saying. People don't be thinking about the consequences.
Motherfuckers just be hot-headed about shit, dude. Like, and you gotta think, man, you gotta think about, dude, the killing don't just stop with just one person. And that's why, you know, like, with everything that's been happening in the rap or whatever, which it seemed like that shit come in waves or whatever, with King Von and Mo3, and then Boosie ended up getting shot too or whatever, and then Benny the Butcher, he got shot at Walmart. I'm like, damn, like, man, come on, like, man, shit. Like, bullets ain't got no names, dog. Once that bullet come up out of that gun, ain't no telling who it's gonna hit.
Be like, hey, you got beef with somebody, man. Stay away from me.
Right. Well, I just don't understand why people just can't, you know, kind of do what, like, Jeezy and Gucci did or whatever. Just like, you know what, man? We ain't friends or whatever, but we can coexist.
Shit dead now.
Yeah, man. You motherfucking adults, man. But you can also say part of the reason is because a lot of people be wanting to still play gangster. They be wanting to play gangster, and then they encounter some real gangsters, and then they don't want to let their ego to the side and be like, yeah, man, like, look, I ain't even about all this shit. Everybody want to be the tough guy.
Calm all that shit down, man. Think about the gangster shit. It ain't like it used to be now, man.
Nigga, even the gangsters don't want to be gangsters.
These kids be out here wilding. They be like, man, we had structure. Y'all ain't got no structure. You step on your foot, you shoot them. Like, broad daylight, what the fuck wrong with you?
Or you just going to just shoot up his motherfucking house where you think he at, but ain't nobody up in there but his mama and his wife and kids. But, you know, it's supposed to be over after that, though, right? Yeah, somebody just gonna let some shit like that slide. Yeah, but that's my throwback of the week or whatever, man. I don't know if you listen to this song, B, but check it out, man. It's on YouTube, man. Just, you know, just search Pimp C. I know you strapped or whatever. Let me know your thoughts on it, dog. I know you be liking the beef, dog.
Gotta be invested in the beef, like, dang.
Hey, but you know what though? That was like one of them beefs where I didn't where you know, it was still like back in the day where you didn't know motherfuckers had beef until they made songs about somebody.
But before I go, the one beef it was predicted it was gonna happen, and this person admitted it and blamed the other person for the Eminem and MGK. We told this dude, this is gonna be, you ain't gonna have no more hits. This is your only like fame or something. What'd he say? I'm like, this the only attention you gonna get is beefing with me or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
This dude in GK in an interview talking about,
yeah,
it, because of that, this is the reason why his album sales like dropped and failed. Tried to warn you.
Yeah, because he was talking about that Hotel Diablo had failed or whatever. He was talking about him. Yeah, I saw that too. I saw it like a day or two ago, and I was like, man, oh my God, why is he still talking about him? Please.
But he was just saying because of the beef ruined his album sales. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody in your corner told you not to do it.
But MGK wasn't really selling records like that to begin with before he started beefing with him.
You're right. He sure wouldn't.
MGK was somebody who you knew of or whatever, but I wouldn't even say MGK was like a platinum artist. I mean, I think he was like a gold artist, maybe on the verge of platinum, but he wasn't like no big household name. And that's why I say him switching over to like doing that rock and roll and shit like that, that was the best thing he could have had to you.
True. Because
you see, that's like his biggest selling album now of all time. And he ain't talking about Eminem on there or nothing. Damn. Hey, made that boy switch genres. Nigga, you dead in rap, nigga.
Okay.
Damn.
Like, y'all saying MGK song was better, but I'm like, nah, Eminem song hit that. It hurt that motherfucker. And then he came out that Music to Be Murdered By. I don't think he's really beefing. He's like, I'm done beefing with him. Hurt him. Ain't no reason to listen to me and GK no more. His only reason why I was just listening to you, see if you was talking about him, that kind of fucked you up.
Yeah, he definitely put himself in a bad spot.
I think it's bad luck talking about him, man. Look at these, like, look at Nick Cannon's situation. I didn't know Gucci Man wanted to beat up. Told him he'd beat up him for take care of him for him.
For real?
Yeah, Nick Cannon did an interview.
I would want to hear that from Gucci, man. Though, because I don't believe this shit that Nick be saying.
And you know the Eminem interview he did, he was like, I was just joking. He was really mad.
But
then he told him, like, he hit the metaphor what he was saying. Like, he broke down his metaphor and he was like congratulating them on their like relationship. He was over it. Like, I mean, he was just Mariah and stuff, but the metaphor he hit, he was like, a lot of this shit I'll say be going over people's heads, but it's all good.
But at the same time, though, and that might be just like some white boy humor shit or whatever, but you don't talk about another man's wife. Right. I mean, what you expect him to do? You expect him to be like, nah, that nigga was joking. Like, nah, because it's like that ego gonna kick in. And you ain't even gonna be like, nigga, don't even joke about my wife.
And they talked about it and they squashed it, but then, you know, Nick got on that show talking about something he was gonna fight, and then it was like, damn, I had to say something.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Since then, all of it has been Nick's fault that the shit just keep on getting kicked back off, because Nick keep on bringing him up or making songs about him and shit, like, or talking about, yeah, I'm gonna beat his ass, and yeah, that white boy ain't got shit or whatever, that calling him racist and shit. And I'm like, man, come on, dog.
He was a fan of Eminem.
And then, right, now just we let it go, bro.
Right.
Now, if M wants to talk about how Nick was making songs with R. Kelly and shit, which I guess he has to talk about a whole bunch of people. But if he was to bring that up or whatever, then, you know, because a lot of people acting like they ain't never make songs with R. Kelly.
Everybody did. R. Kelly, like, if R. Kelly did a versus, that dude won, because them all his songs anyways.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote them songs and he showed y'all how to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna play if you verse R. Kelly?
Man.
Like Babyface, what you gonna play? The only person that gives Babyface is Teddy Riley.
And we see how that went.
Right. Babyface songs. Would Teddy Riley play like a couple of Bobby Brown songs?
Yeah. He played a couple of Bobby Brown songs, but that was just Bobby Brown songs that he had produced, but Face wrote them.
Yeah.
So it's like, nigga, come on.
Dude, you got two big, you got R. Kelly and you got Babyface. Like, what y'all gonna play? Now, I will say, I'm gonna end the show off with this. This might be controversy.
Controversy?
If Chris Brown and Usher did do a versus, Chris Brown got that on lock.
Man, how you? Nah, dog. Wait a minute. Nah, nigga. Wait a minute.
Nah, like my Jeezy voice, yeah.
Nah, fuck them ad-libs, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck is how you? I mean, okay. You know, I ain't gonna jump on you, dog. Run it down. Explain it to me. Because I kind of see where you coming from, but I don't.
I ain't saying Usher ain't got no hits. It depends. Okay. Oh man, Chris, I think every song Chris Brown got might hit. I don't know if Usher play Yeah, Burn, the Everything
Love Out There, Nice and Slow.
Nice and Slow.
You don't have to call.
You don't have to call. But then Chris, he got that Running. He just got that. I don't know, man.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know what, that's as best of an argument as I've heard, because a lot of people I've heard to say that Chris would just destroy Usher. And I'm like, nigga, I don't know if he's gonna destroy him in a versus. He probably will win, but I don't know about destroying him.
He got them daggone dance songs.
But see, that's why I heard a lot of people say, like, nah, man, Chris gonna get up and he gonna get up there and he gonna start dancing. I'm like, nigga, but this is about the music though. What dancing got to do with it?
I was thinking about that too. I was like, both these cats gonna get up. I don't think they're gonna sing their song. They're gonna be dancing the whole time.
It's gonna be a dance song.
No, he got running. What's that song? Excuse Me, Miss.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know what though? I'm gonna just say it though. Chris Brown, if he hit Deuces, whatever he play up against Deuces. I mean, Chris Brown got that round. I don't know if Usher got something that can go up against Deuces. I guess you could say Let It Burn, but that's kind of like just assuming that Usher didn't already play it. Because a lot of this Versus stuff is just song placement.
Right. And that's how they be, like, I see that's how they judge it. And now that's why I was going by thinking, I'm like, what? if he play this, then he gonna have to play this. Like that one song he got, Lil Wayne, the feature.
That one song he got with T-Pain on them, that lovey-dovey kiss. Yeah, that joint ring off too.
Yeah, so if he play nice and slow, he gonna have to play that one song, and he was humping it, Let Me Take You Down.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I don't know if Usher got anything that can combat pills and automobiles. Just that motherfucking beat or whatever. Then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he got anything that could combat that pills and automobiles.
No.
For anybody who don't know, that's the wet song.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't know. Usher might be in a bad spot, but like you said, it depends on song placement.
Yeah. Cause song placement really ain't, people ain't really tripped on song placement before. I think it was until that Nelly and Ludacris matchup, because Nelly just, I don't know what Nelly was doing with his song placement, because everybody was just so sure that Nelly was gonna mop the floor with Ludacris, and I'm like, nigga,
how?
What? I'm like, do y'all not listen to Ludacris? I'm like, Nelly ain't got shit. They like, nah, Nelly just sold more records. I'm like, yeah, but Nelly also crossed over to the country side of things. Don't nobody want to hear no motherfucking country going up against no rap. And I'd be damned if that shit didn't happen. Nelly started playing that country shit, and Luda was like, nigga, what?
Luda thrashed him on that. I'm sorry.
Nigga. I was happy as shit. I think we talked about that. I was like, yeah, dog, these niggas mad as shit. That was the first verses where niggas were still talking about this shit like 2-3 weeks later. I don't care what y'all say, Nelly war. I'm like, nah, dog.
Nelly win that shit.
Hey. Oh shit. All right, man. That's a good way to wrap up the show. You got any parting shots for the people?
Pow, pow, pow. Pow. I was like, pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow. That's the Draco.
Y'all be safe out here, because I was reading the news and it was a St. Charles, St. Peter. Hell yeah. All
right, go ahead. I'm fucking with you.
St. Peter's woman, man. She was like 21, 5 months pregnant, found dead. Apparently, she was walking to the gas station at 1 a.m. Like, what are you doing?
What the fuck?
Behind two kids. Oh, no matter where you at. I don't even care how the neighborhood is. You don't need to be out that late, especially a pregnant woman walking unarmed.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm with you, dog. Because it is robbing season. And being that 2020 been that year, and like, let's just call it, dog. We in a motherfucking recession. The economy is never going to be the same again. It's robbing season, man. Like they talk about in Atlanta, man. It's already, motherfuckers already out here being wolves and being hungry because it's the holiday season anyway. But they like extra hungry this year. You got to have your motherfucking head on the swivel.
Yeah, stay in your neighborhood. Stay where you at. Like, you going to do something. Even, like, these stores open early in the morning for you.
Hey, man. Even then, dog, man, you got to still, man. Even if it's, I don't care if it's like motherfucking, you might think you safe at like 7, 8 in the morning. Motherfuckers still getting ran up on and robbed.
That's true. Hey, especially if you pregnant, man. You vulnerable. You need to call somebody and tell them, like, I need this.
Exactly.
Like, sit your ass down at 1 o'clock. We do it early when daylight comes.
Exactly. You would figure that she would have some kind of support system that would be able to take care of her, where she ain't got to go and put herself in danger like that.
But, you know, she 21, 22 or something like that, I guess. She left behind two kids. I'm like, dang, you only 22? About to have your third business. RIP today.
The baby she was pregnant with, is there any chance that baby is going to survive?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Damn. 5 months, so it's a wrap.
Oh, God. Yeah, man. Y'all take care of yourselves, man. Like, watch yourselves or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, with my wife, like, I be trying not to even let her, like, leave the house, like, to do, like, certain things. Like, you know, like she need gas or something like that, I go and take her going to the gas station and do it. You know, oil changes and stuff like that or whatever. Like, she needs some air in her tire, I'll do it. Because I need to just get one to have at the house or whatever. But I'll just be like, I like my chances better if somebody trying to run up on me, or at least like with my size, they would, the motherfuckers at least be thinking twice before they try to run up on me. Whereas, you know, with this woman or whatever, they ain't no hesitation. We going forward. So, yeah, man, just, man, keep your pistol on you, man. Keep your pistol. Fuck a fight. Because niggas out here jack every night. Hey, there go another Pimp C. Hey, man. R.I.P. Chan Butler, man. He was the realest.
Realest in it. You already know.
He was a real king of the South. Fuck all that. Anyway, yeah, man. This has been Uptown ENT. We appreciate y'all. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Thanks to everybody who emailed. Want to email again, uptownentboys@gmail.com. Protect your neck, and stay bundled up out here. Thanks. Peace.